Welcome to Close Up Radio, where our hosts, Doug Llewellyn and Jim Masters, bring you the amazing stories of people who answered the call to unlock their potential and taken control of their own success with authenticity, creativity, persistence, and resilience. Close Up Radio special guests share their knowledge and wisdom so you, the listener, can live the most empowered life possible. Close Up Radio. And now, here's today's host, Jim Masters.
Thanks so much for joining us. It is a pleasure to have you here on Close Up Radio. We really appreciate it. Our international audience of incredible listeners who give us such significant feedback as far as how much they enjoy these conversations with our illustrious guests who come in from literally all around the world, and we're working hard to make our world a better place. Somebody that's doing that is Vanessa Correa, founder and CEO of Correa Pearson & Associates, an accountant, tax strategist, and financial coach, really taking accounting to a whole new level of financial services. She says they're an accounting firm with a non-traditional, holistic approach towards financial literacy. And what's different about CPNA? Well, they're not just an accounting firm that files taxes. They provide long-term value by coaching and educating their clients year-round to teach them smarter ways of handling their money. During a college internship at an accounting firm, Vanessa noticed how little CPAs seem to focus on the value being provided to their clients with regard to guidance and their overall financial goals. Vanessa's goal through her company is to ultimately help individuals and entrepreneurs achieve financial abundance and to help them create the freedom needed to grow their business and live a life of wealth and success. She's enthusiastic about a new generation of business owners and freelancers starting out in the new workforce, but also cautions those new business owners who may want to manage their own finances. So many people want to do their own taxes. They see it as a necessary evil. That's the tax process. But, she says, for them, it starts the day they open their business. Vanessa encourages folks to invest wisely from the start in their financial future by seeking out firms like hers that will not just file taxes, but help navigate them through the many pitfalls that failing businesses succumb to in the end. See, the taxes happen, you know, at the end of the cycle, but you want to be able to make sure that the business is profitable and things are being done throughout the entire year, not just sort of throw it all together when it's tax time. And again, Vanessa and her team can really help you with that throughout the year, and that's what's great about it. And this is really unique. You know, we're talking about the accounting firm with this non-traditional, holistic approach towards financial literacy. This might be one of the first times you've ever heard that described that way. Well, we're going to dissect it and learn more about it with Vanessa right now, coming to us from Conroe, Texas. And we were just talking moments ago. I was actually on a close-up television project and shoot with one of our valued clients in Conroe, Texas, which is a terrific area just north of the great city of Houston. Let's welcome Vanessa. Vanessa, welcome to the show. It's a pleasure to have you on Close Up Radio today.
Hi, thanks for having me.
You're very welcome, and I hope everything's going well and you're busy. I don't doubt you're very busy these days with all of the interesting things that are happening, especially in our finances and inflation and tax changes and all of it. It can really be very daunting for somebody who has a business that's established or starting out a business, and you know that firsthand, you know, being a business owner yourself. Tell us what initially inspired you to want to go into this kind of work and open up Correa Pearson & Associates, benefit your clients.
Good question. When, you know, I first was thinking about starting my own business, it kind of felt like the craziest thing I could ever dream of doing. But looking back, you know, over the last, been about 6 years now, it honestly was the best thing I've ever done in my life. And when I think back, you know, about what it was that really helped me make that leap, Growing up, my father actually was an entrepreneur, and he worked, you know, long days, usually 7 days a week. And he was kind of like a slave to his money for most of our childhood. And I was actually second of nine kids. So living paycheck to paycheck was, you know, very normal. And I think a lot of people, both individuals and business owners, have kind of let that cast fill them. And they just kind of assume that that's the way forward, you know, myself included, back before I started my business. And, you know, growing up, I always kind of wanted to be like my dad, and he overcame a ton of struggles and challenges, and now he's a self-made millionaire. So I wanted to kind of follow in his steps and see if I could do what he did, but in a different way. Because I have so many siblings, I'm very protective by nature, and I got sick of seeing the IRS take advantage of the little guys time and time again. Both through my college education and through my career when I was interning and working for other CPA firms. And I just felt like that was just so totally unfair that the little guys that couldn't afford representation were paying the lion's share of the revenue. And there's actually billionaires out there that pay less than those that are below the poverty line. For example, Warren Buffett, and I think it was 2018 or 2019, wrote a letter because his secretary actually paid a higher percentage of her total income in taxes than he did. And, you know, putting all of that together, it doesn't seem right. And so I wanted to start an organization that would support and empower business owners out there so that they had all of the same opportunities that larger corporations had, you know, to minimize their tax burdens, to grow their companies, to free up time and, you know, earn a return on their investment, not just with money, but with time as well. And that's really how, you know, it started. There was no other accounting firm, at least that I could find out there, that wanted to do the exact opposite of the grain. And that's really, I saw a need, and that need needed to be filled, and I'm doing my part to fill it.
That's fantastic. And we're... You know, when you're doing work that you love, the clients see that passion and they experience that passion, and they know that you're all in and you're dedicated and you're really there to help. And I think that's a beautiful way to look at it. Tell us about Korea Pearson and Associates in terms of some of the incredible things that you do offer, Vanessa. I mentioned in the introduction that it isn't just taxes. Taxes is a huge part of it, but there's a myriad of other things that we need to be concerned with that you can help and do help your clients with throughout the year. So when it does come to tax time, you know, things are in far more order. Tell us about all of that and some of the incredible things you offer through the company.
Absolutely. So we are definitely non-traditional, and we do that by design, of course. I like to think of it as a three-tiered or three departments to the firm. There's the accounting side that really focuses on helping small business owners and entrepreneurs to grow their business, increase their profits, make sure they're pricing accurately, and then being able to understand the financial data that comes from the accounting process on a month-to-month basis. Then we also have, of course, the tax side of the business, where we focus on not only accurate preparation of the tax return, but what we can do differently or what the client can do differently throughout the year so that they are driving down that tax liability at the end of the year. Legally, of course, nobody wants to get carted away in an orange jumpsuit. And unfortunately, a lot of the misconceptions about tax planning is that, you know, it's illegal and you're cheating the IRS or whatever that is. We are challenging that and helping clients understand more about the taxation process so they understand what their rights are and what the opportunities that exist to them so that they can pay less in tax and reinvest that additional cash flow back into their business or their community or their family. And then the other side of the business is the financial coaching segment of our business. And really that tier of the business didn't take off until about 3 years in, when I started seeing certain patterns coming up time and time again as far as, you know, the technical component versus the deeper root causes of what causes people to struggle financially. And so, and starting to pull those strings apart and really try to understand what the root cause of financial struggle is, that's, you know, how we can figure out how to overcome it. And that, in essence, is really why I designed the organization, is so that we could support every area of the finances, because finances rarely are just business or just personal. Depending on the habits you have on either side of the fence, it will impact the other side. So we like to help clients learn financially healthy habits, practice best practices as far as tax and accounting is concerned, and really reimagining everything about how the accounting industry works right now. We really try to be trusted advisors as opposed to CPAs that are filling in what already happened in the past, which is the typical approach. Most business owners, I think, assume that having an accountant means you've got somebody that understands what those boxes mean on the forms and what numbers need to go there so that you don't get in trouble. And what I believe an accounting relationship should be is much more than that. I believe that we have a duty to bring proactive guidance to our clients based on our education and our expertise. We're uniquely positioned, actually, to be able to actually help them and make an impact in their lives. We also believe in leveraging innovation and technology and planning for the future so that clients can actually shape and create a life that they want, as opposed to just dealing with what they think they have to deal with.
That's really good to know. Absolutely, on so many different levels. You know, in addition to all of this, you also do financial coaching work. Tell us about this. And I mentioned, you know, this holistic approach, which I think is, you know, the non-traditional holistic approach towards financial literacy. Tell us about the coaching work, but tell us how you incorporate this unique non-traditional holistic approach to your work.
So what originally started when we were just providing accounting services, one of those accounting services we were providing was virtual CFO services. And as the pandemic took over, a lot of people, you know, started living in this virtual world. And what I realized is that not every business owner is really ready for a virtual CFO, especially right out of the gate. And, you know, dealing with the technical aspects of like cash flow forecasting, financial modeling, that type of thing, most often than not, when somebody's struggling financially in their business, it's because there's some deeper rooted problem with money that needs to be addressed first in order for the rest of the work that we do with them to have a lasting impact. And so what we do to incorporate that, you know, approach is that we include a complimentary CFO review with every client that we do accounting for, so that we're not just sending them out reports at the end of the month. We're going through and translating what those numbers mean, pulling out, you know, problem areas, opportunities, that type of thing. And we really try to help focus on overcoming things like scarcity mindset and poverty mentality that holds people back in business. And what we found is that when you really address the root cause of the issue that's leading to these financial struggles and being stressed and losing sleep about money, not knowing, you know, if you're going to be able to make ends meet, it really comes down to your relationship with money. And so if we can work on fixing that relationship and making it a healthy relationship as opposed to a toxic one, then clients do much better. And usually it's just a couple of small tweaks to their mindset, and I've seen some really incredible things come out of that. Scarcity mindset really deals with fears around money, like being scared to take a risk because you'll run out of money or you only have so much and you want to be very careful about how you spend it. But what winds up happening is you wind up failing to invest in yourself and your business when you really need to because you're so concerned about that scarcity. And poverty mentality deals with unhealthy money habits. And, you know, those are learned through culture, through society, through your upbringing and so many other institutions. But there's, you know, it becomes a vicious cycle living paycheck to paycheck, and people habitually start to spend everything that they have because they know that by the time their next paycheck comes in, they would have already run out of money, and that just becomes a habit. So it's a self-permeating habit, and we help them learn how to focus on the long-term goals as opposed to the short-term and looking at money through a different lens to really help them improve not only in the business but on the personal side as well. And that way, you know, they can retire sooner and have more time so they can spend with the people that matter.
That's important. Yeah, that's the bottom line for it all. It is really critical, and you're pointing out some beautiful reasons why, to seek out a coach. How are you different from your perspective? And, I mean, again, you're detailing some of it now. Different from a financial planner?
Good question. So financial planners really help you determine the right types of investment vehicles so that you can fund your future. They really help you determine if you should have things like annuities or mutual funds or stocks or bonds. And they look at your personal situation, and sometimes they look at the business situation as well. But really what financial planners focus on is the investment side of money. What a financial coach does that's different is a coach can really help you overcome your limiting beliefs around money. They can help hold you accountable to the plans that you want to make around your money, and they can help you develop those plans. They also help you see things from a different perspective and guide you to the actions that are going to give you the results that you're looking for with money. So I would say that a planner is more prescriptive, and a coach is more collaborative and consultative.
That's really important to realize, too. Also, this question. Now, I think if you ask this of everybody and anybody, their answer probably will be yes. But from your perspective, are most of us overpaying in taxes?
Honestly, I wish I could say no, but the truth of the matter is, you know, I think there's a Forbes article actually that came out not too long ago, and the polls that they did showed about a third of taxpayers really thought that they were overpaying their taxes, and when, you know, when you put pencil to paper and you start doing the calculations, the fact was actually 93%. Of taxpayers overpay every year. And that's something that's substantiated in many different avenues. Even the federal government estimates that business owners overpay their taxes by $50 billion every year. So there's a ton of research that I've committed my career to, and so have others, as far as, you know, what is the right amount of tax to pay, right? That's like the golden question that everybody wants to answer. And the reality of it is there are so many incentives in the tax code that are put there specifically to encourage beneficial financial behavior, things like putting your kids through college or saving for retirement, all of the different things that are going to help you be financially independent from the government. They, of course, incentivize through the forms of deductions and credits. And a lot of taxpayers have no idea what types of opportunities exist for them. And so what winds up happening most of the time is they get overwhelmed with all of the information overload, the technical jargon and the legal mumbo jumbo that just kind of makes them shut down. And unfortunately, I really feel like that's by design. If you ever sit down with the tax code, it's about 17,000 pages of paragraphical references and extremely complicated to follow for the average person, unless you have a formal education specifically in taxation. It's very, very unlikely that you're not overpaying.
You must invest in Tums, Pepto-Bismol, and lots of Tylenol during tax time.
It's actually one of my favorite times of year. I don't know if that's because I'm crazy or it's a puzzle to me, and I like putting puzzles together the right way.
Right, exactly, yeah. You have to have that the patience, absolutely. We talked about some of the things that, you know, how you're different from a financial planner. What are some other things you think that distinguishes you from others in your field, and how do you visualize some of the future of the work that you're doing?
That's a good question. I think that, you know, what really distinguishes us from other accounting firms that are out there is really the relationship that we build with our clients. A lot of the relationships we've built are from inception of when a company was formed, all the way through to when people are planning their exit strategy. And, you know, I really do honestly care deeply about actually leaving an impact and improving the lives of our clients. To me, if we're just chugging out reports and throwing that information over the fence and hoping that the business owner actually deciphers it and takes some type of action around it, to me, that's just doing them a disservice. So I think that our proactive approach is very different than a lot of other accounting firms. I think that most people's assumption of accounting is very reactionary. And unfortunately, the relationship a lot of people have with their accountant is a once-a-year conversation, usually around a very stressful type of conversation, trying to scramble to get work papers together at the last minute and, you know, filing extensions or getting it in by 11:59 on the deadline day. And that's just such a stressful way to live, in my opinion. Part of why I started my organization to begin with was so that we could stop all of that nonsense and really protect and empower business owners. It's not so much focused on billable hours and financial reports and taxes. While all that stuff is important, I think we place a lot more sanctity in the relationship. And in doing so, that's what gives us the opportunity to help clients live a life of wealth and freedom and success. I think that crushing tax bills is not something that a lot of accountants propose to do, for obvious reasons. I don't think anybody really wants to upset the IRS, but we've had a love-hate relationship since the inception of my career, and I frequently am probably not their favorite person because I help take some of the money that they would have received, the IRS would have received, and I help put that back in the business owner's pockets or their children's pockets or their communities. And so when you do that, it gives you an opportunity to increase cash flow. And cash is something that a lot of business owners realize is very paramount. And if we can help clients retire sooner and have more money, then I think that they're going to do a lot better things with the money that they have, whether that's donating to charity, leaving a legacy for their children or hiring more team members and providing a safe work environment. There's just so much more impact that those dollars can have as opposed to paying the fictional tax debt that is a made-up number in essence when you're not actually getting all of the deductions and credits you're entitled to. So I would say that, you know, those are some of the main reasons that we're not like others in the field and some of the things that we do differently.
And again, it pays to be aware, and it's important, yeah, absolutely. And like you say, 17,000 pages of information, that's a lot to digest. We've got just a couple minutes left, but maybe you can slide in a particular success story from any of your clients that you could share.
Sure. I actually have quite a few. On my website, we list out the case studies so that other clients can actually see what it is that, you know, they're investing in when they decide to work with us. But one of my favorite stories that I tell most frequently is when I first started my business. It was my first client in marketing, and I decided to use a construction job costing approach with that marketing company. And when the client came, when they first started working with me, they were making about, I think it was close to $250,000 in total revenue, and they had about 4 employees. And then fast forward 2 years after us implementing that construction approach to marketing, which a lot of people thought I was crazy, but it wound up being wildly successful. And we helped her understand her business in a different light, both with understanding the profitability of the different types of product loans she was offering, the profitability each client was bringing or taking from the organization. And when we started having those conversations, it was very eye-opening for her. And, you know, she actually went through and took the actions we recommended. And we fast-forward 2 years down the road. It was actually, I think, closer to 18 months, but her gross revenue was at $2.5 million, and she had 14 employees, and her profit margins had grown by 40%. And that's just a perfect illustration of how the things that you don't know can pull you down. There were a lot of questions she had. She was making more money but losing profit, and I think that's a very common thing for a lot of business owners that are going through the business growth cycle. And there is an answer out there. And if you can't find that answer, it's definitely worth finding a professional that specializes in that specific approach to money so that they can help you understand more about your organization, more about your financial situation, and how to make financially healthy decisions that will propel your business and your life forward.
Very, very informative, very, very important. I encourage folks to go to CorreaPearsonAndAssociates.com, and let me spell that out for you, CorreaPearson, Pearson, P-E-A-R-S-O-N, and then the word and, A-N-D, and then associate, A-S-S-O-C-I-A-T-E-S, CorreaPearsonAndAssociates.com, to connect with Vanessa and the team to learn more about how they can help you through this incredible non-traditional approach and holistic approach towards financial literacy. Extraordinary work. Thank you very much for joining us, Vanessa. I hope we get a chance to perhaps expand on more, because it is such an involved topic, and it affects every single one of us on different levels. And I think what you're bringing to the table, your proactive approach, is really so beneficial for your clients. So good stuff, and hope we'll get a chance to expand some more, maybe hear some more success stories as well. Thanks for joining me on the show today. I hope you certainly enjoyed it as much as I have, Vanessa.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for having me. We appreciate the opportunity.
You are very, very welcome, and look forward to hopefully chatting and expanding some more soon. Vanessa Correa, again, founder and CEO of Correa Pearson & Associates, an accountant, tax strategist, and financial coach, taking accounting to a whole new level of financial services. Jim Masters here, thanking you for your time this time and next time. Stay tuned. More great episodes of Close Up Radio coming up throughout the day for all of us. Take care and be well. Bye for now.
You have been listening to a broadcast from Close Up Radio, a division of Close Up Television Incorporated. For more information about our show and to be considered for future broadcasts, please visit closeuptelevision.com. You may also learn about us on social media and listen to us on podcast and internet radio. Thank you for joining us, and we hope that you have an empowered and productive day.